So you want to take up golf? Longboat Key's Terry O'Hara tells you what to expect. Terry O'Hara, columnist, news at lbknews.com. Hear this question over and over from people interested in taking up golf. As a PGA golf professional running an extremely busy club, I usually hear this from the lifelong tennis player who has just received bad news from their orthopedic surgeon. Your rotator cuff is shot, your knees are bone on bone, and your elbow is acting up. They then realize that golf would be a great alternative where they can still be active, be outside, and hang around with friends. Testing the waters before buying the gear, let's get started. What's it going to take? I always suggest that before you go full bore into buying clubs and attire, though that's a fun part of it, you want to make sure you're going to like the game. My suggestion is to take a minimum of 3 lessons to learn the proper positions, and have the professional provide equipment so you know you're using the right clubs. What are the right clubs? For seniors or ladies, the first thing you want is something forgiving when you hit it. You also want something light. Why light? Because if the club is lighter, you can create more speed in the swing. Speed, combined with proper mechanics, means more distance. The mechanics of a good practice session. During your lessons, the key pieces you need to pay close attention to are your grip, your posture, and how the swing works from start to finish. Most good teachers these days provide video with their instruction, which is extremely helpful for understanding what you are doing as a student. I recommend asking for these videos to help you during your non-lesson time, when you are practicing and hopefully seeing improvement. Many new students ask, "How much time do I need to practice?" The answer is that all it takes is 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week. What does practicing by yourself look like? It means focusing on the key parts of the swing. Number one is how you hold the club. I can't tell you how many students, new and old, struggle with the correct grip. You have one chance to get it right, and how you hold it is incredibly critical to your success. As a new player, re-grip your club each time you address the ball, and have your PGA instructor mark your glove so that you know you are positioning it correctly. Don't rush through your practice. Focus on the swing and positions so that you can swing the club correctly. I always tell my students that rushing is not going to help you. I'm a type A personality, but I learned at a young age, I started at age 6, that being relaxed, almost in a zen state with relaxed arms and hands, gives you the best chance to be successful. With newer players, it is amazing to see their reactions when they finally see the ball go up in the air. Once that happens, the game becomes very addicting, and the student gets genuinely excited to hit it further and more consistently, taking it from the range to the course. Now, let's assume you have taken a few lessons and are excited to continue your golfing journey. It's very important that you commit time to both practice and play. If you have never stepped foot on a golf course, there are a lot of benefits to taking a playing lesson with a pro who can take you out and explain all the etiquette and rules of the game. This is extremely helpful and highly beneficial to your journey. Plus, out on the course, you will learn all types of shots that you would never experience on the range: uphill or downhill shots, uneven lies, bunker shots, and many more situations that don't always get practiced on the driving range. You'll also learn about reading greens, pitch shots, bump and runs, and many other techniques that, when performed correctly, help you get the ball in the hole in the fewest number of strokes. A game for a lifetime. If you are lucky enough to have played this wonderful game since you were a kid, consider yourself very fortunate. Where else can you spend 4 hours with your friends, be outside in great weather, see the best of nature, and challenge yourself to be your best? Golf has so many benefits, and if you have never tried it, I highly recommend you give it a swing. I see kids as young as 4 or 5 getting lessons, and we have many players in their late 80s and early 90s who play multiple times a week. Terry O'Hara is entering his 17th year as director of golf at the Longboat Key Club. A 28-year member of the PGA of America, Terry is originally from Worcester, Massachusetts, and now lives in Sarasota. Terry and his wife Lisa have two children, Jack and Ava. His son Jack is also a teaching professional at the club. Terry is a diehard Boston sports fan and loves supporting all of his hometown teams.